bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go. Let's go. Fire, fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll hurry over to Northside School to sit in the auditorium with Chief Cody as the curtain goes up on the third act of the fire prevention play the Firefighters Brigade is presenting with the help of Tim Collins. But before curtain time, we have a moment for this message. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the auditorium of Northside School, where the curtain has just come down on the second act of the fire prevention play written by Trudy Collins and Miss Greville. Here in the audience, Chief Cody has been saving the seat beside him for Miss Greville.
Excuse me, Chief Cody.
Oh, I'm sorry. This seat is taken. It's you, Miss Greville. Well, sit down, sit down. Where have you been?
Backstage. I didn't dare leave any sooner. But I do want to see the third act from out front.
The big fire scene? Well, I don't blame you.
How does the audience like it so far?
You heard the applause, didn't you? I saw the guests from the Commerce Club clapping as if...
Hey, Chief Cody!
Who's that?
Oh, look over there. It's the mayor himself. He's trying to get your attention.
Well, how do you like it, Mr. Mayor?
He's waving his clasped hands like a prize fighter.
Yes. Thanks, Your Honor. But wait until you see the last act.
It's a success. Even the mayor thinks so.
Well, this won't do my fire prevention campaign any harm, Miss Greville. Thanks to you and the Firefighters Brigade.
Well, then, won't you please change your mind?
About what?
You know. Tim Collins and I want you to make a speech at the end of the program, just to drive home the important
point. No, not me, Miss Greville. No speeches, never. Only an emergency, and not even then if I can dodge it.
Oh, dear. Well, then I guess Tim will have to do it himself.
Isn't he busy enough backstage working the curtain, isn't he?
Oh, not now. His brother Jimmy was running the curtain. But Jimmy's going to be a fireman in the big fire scene, and Tim is in charge of the lights and sound effects.
But somebody had better run that curtain up soon, too. Audience is getting restless.
Mr. Jensen, the janitor, will take care of that. He's never seen the play, but Tim can signal to him when to run the curtain up and down.
Let's hope he doesn't get mixed up.
Oh, he'll hear Jimmy's cue anyway. You see, Jimmy drags the fire hose on stage.
The real hose? The one that's hooked up in case of fire?
Oh, yes, but nothing can go wrong. Unless somebody turns the water on.
Well, let's hope not.
And when Mr. Jensen hears Jimmy's last line, when he says, "Turn on the water," then the curtain comes down.
Oh, we're off. There goes the curtain. Here comes the big fire scene.
As the curtain rises, the audience watches a pitch-black stage, on which a sudden glow of red light depicts a smoldering blaze. The light grows and spreads, flickering wildly. And backstage, Tim Collins gives the signal for the sound effects of the fire sign.
Hey, that's a three-bagger, all right. One of the wildest fires I ever saw, man or boy.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't upset Jensen. If he didn't see the rehearsal, he'll think this is the real thing.
I hope he understands it's only a play. If he thinks it's a real fire, he'll...
Well, here comes the fire department. Which is Jimmy Collins?
The one holding the nozzle.
Pipe man, huh? Oh, the young rascal. Look at him crouching down. You'd think that room was full of smoke.
He ought to start seeing his lines now. He ought to...
Shh! All right, Bill, this is a tough one.
Well, it's all of that, Jimmy.
Keep down below the smoke. We got to find the feet of the blaze.
That's right, son.
Now comes his last line, the speech that brings down the curtain.
Water! Charge that line! Send that water along!
Now, down comes the curtain.
What? What's keeping you?
Oh.
Your Mr. Jensen must be asleep.
I said water! Golly, Mr. Jensen, that means bring down the curtain. Send that water along!
Oh, good boy. Jimmy told him what to do.
Hey, no, don't turn that water on.
Eight blazing blisters. Jensen did send the water along.
Hey, no!
No!
Hey,
no!
No! No!
He thought it was a real fire.
Couldn't
happen. It couldn't. Not with the mayor and the Commerce Club
Miss Grable, the audience is all up in the air. They think maybe you meant the play to end that way.
Oh, they'll know in a minute. They'll laugh me out of town. And the firefighters and your campaign. Oh, Chief Cody, what can I do?
You sit tight. I'll take care of this.
Why? What can you do?
This is an emergency. And it's one I can't dodge. Now sit tight and don't say anything.
Through the confused and uproarious audience, Chief Cody makes his way to the steps that lead from the auditorium to the stage. He hurries up the steps and stands before the...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Northside School, distinguished guests, your attention, please. I have been asked to come before you today to point out the moral of our little play, which has just come to an end before your eyes, in a climax of thrilling action.
Oh, boy, Chief Cody's going to save our necks.
Jimmy, where are you?
Here, behind the curtain, soaking wet.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Come out here, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear that story direct from one of our actors, Mr. James Collins.
If you don't come out, I'll go in there after you.
Oh, gosh, here I come.
Mr. James Collins. Now, Jimmy, will you tell the audience what this play was supposed to prove?
Well, the firefighters' brigade wanted to show how most people forget to take care of their homes. You know, leave stuff around in the cellar that ought to be thrown out, and maybe even cleaning rags and stuff that can catch fire by spontaneous combustion.
Mm-hmm. That's right, son. And ladies and gentlemen, in the third act, you saw the result of this carelessness. Fire. Calling for the intervention of the fire department.
But golly, we didn't mean to drown anybody. Mr. Jensen...
No, ladies and gentlemen. The fire department never means to cause damage. But we must fight fire with desperate measures. And as Mr. Collins and his fellow actors have just demonstrated, even the cure for fire, the powerful jet of water from a fire hose, can cause damage to destruction. So I beg you...
But, Chief Cody, it was all an accident.
Pipe down, Jimmy. Let him talk.
So I beg you, do your share to help us protect life and property. Stop fires before they start. Clean house and back up our fire prevention campaign. I thank you.
Backstage, a moment later, as Chief Cody wipes his forehead with his handkerchief, Miss Grebble clutches at his arm.
Oh, Chief Cody, you were wonderful. The audience thinks we did it on purpose. That was a wonderful speech.
Yeah, me making speeches.
Oh, Chief, you brought down the house.
Collins, you're sure you didn't do that on purpose?
I? Do what, sir?
You angle me into a position where I had to get up before that crowd to drum up this emergency just to make the old man talk?
Oh, golly, no, Chief. It was Mr. Jensen's own idea. He thought it was a real fire, and when I yelled, send that water along...
Not so loud, not so loud. He might do it again.
Oh, Chief, the mayor wants to see you. He wants to congratulate you and the firefighters' brigade. But we were hoping that you...
Mm-hmm.
Chief Cody, as president of the firefighters brigade, and the play was such a success, even if we all did get drowned, I couldn't you...
Chief, Jimmy's going to buy drinks for Sonia... Miss Greville and me.
And won't you come, too?
Chief, you just got it. It was you made the big speech.
Well, young man, I think you do owe me a drink. I'll tell you, I'll meet you all at the soda shop just as soon as I can escape from the mayor.
And so, after weeks of preparation and turmoil, the fire prevention play at Northside School turns out to be a triumphant success. But next day, when Tim Collins reports to Chief Cody at headquarters, the chief tells him...
Well, Collins, it's time to take up this matter of your transfer.
Yes, sir. I'm ready, sir.
You're sure you wouldn't rather stay in the Bureau of Fire Prevention? Your assignment is temporary, but I could make it permanent, you know.
Well, not at present, sir. Well, you know what I want to do.
I know. Transfer to the rescue company.
Yes, sir. With your approval, but... Well... Chief Cody, ever since I first requested a transfer to the rescue company, you've been... You said you'd approve, but I've got a feeling you don't like the idea.
Collins, I'll be honest with you. As to liking the idea, I do and I don't.
I see, sir. You think I'm not ready for such a tough assignment?
No, Collins, you don't see. Confound it, you're ready, but you don't realize what you're asking for. Why, you'll be in hot water from the moment your transfer is made known.
Now, what do you suppose Chief Cody means by that? Tim Collins has been in hot water before. But for the first time, the chief seems to think here's a situation too tough for Tim to handle. For the trouble that threatens when Tim joins the rescue company, don't miss our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody telling you this time about the work of the salvage company. At any fire that threatens property damage, these firemen turn up with special equipment. Heavy covers to protect furnishings and goods from water damage, for instance. And they carry out of the burning building anything that can be saved. Or use special methods to drain off water so merchandise will not be flooded. Members of the salvage company use every possible means to prevent property damage. And they pay their way time and time again just by doing their job. But so long for now. You'll be hearing from me.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roar! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.